on this TGIF, a pretty nice end to the work week with a good deal of sunshine. Temperatures will reach the low 80s inland and the 70s at the beaches as we start a trend towards some cooler temperatures that'll last through the weekend, largely due to a nice little wind shift coming in off the Atlantic. Now, you get a wind shift like this during the winter and early spring, it can be quite chilly, but now the water temperatures are in the low to mid 70s. The source region for the cooler air is not really, is pretty cut off to our north. So it's cooler, but it's certainly not cold by any stretch of the imagination. So it's still going to be a nice weekend. Now, there will be just enough moisture with this flow to produce perhaps a very brief shower or two every once in a while coming in off the Atlantic. The best chance is tomorrow, but I can't rule it out as early as late this afternoon or early this evening and even into the day on Sunday. But the coverage will be low, it will be brief, and if it happens to move over your activity that's outside, just wait it out. You'll be okay. It's not going to be significant or long-lasting rainfall. And heads up for the beaches, there will be a heightened rip current risk with this onshore wind. So at least a moderate, if not moderate to high rip current risk. Use some extra care swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. Starting to see an increase in the lifeguards up and down the beaches this time of year, but still not at full force. So be extra careful, no doubt. Temperatures tonight drop into lower 60s, and then your weekend looks nice, partly cloudy and breezy. Those brief showers that'll come in off the Atlantic every once in a while, but temperatures a little bit below average. That'll be nice. Only in the low to mid 70s at the beaches, and with a pretty stiff breeze, a bit on the cool side, I imagine, near 80 degrees for inland spots. And then by Monday and Tuesday, the start of a warm up. I've been talking about that all week. Next week looks quite a bit warmer. Low 80s on Monday is about where we ought to be this time of year. It'll be the mid-80s by Tuesday and likely flirting with the 90-degree mark by late next week. And we continue to look mainly dry. Again, the few showers over the next few days with onshore flow will not be significant or widespread. And the dryness is continuing to become more and more of a concern. And we've been talking all week long, too, about all the stuff going on over the next few days. Every weekend's busy, right? There's always plenty to do. Well, we have Purple Stride early tomorrow morning. I'll be the MC for, oh gosh, I don't know, I think it's the 12th or 13th year in a row. For me, it's a calling for my mother, who passed away from pancreatic cancer 16 years ago. So it's a walk and run to raise awareness about pancreatic cancer, not only, though, for the people that are being directly impacted that actually have the disease, but survivors, for caregivers, for everyone that's impacted within a family and even friends from any cancer, but in this case, particularly pancreatic cancer. It's Purple Stride, and it's at Treaty Oak, downtown Jacksonville on Prudential Drive. It begins at 8 o'clock in the morning, at least the registration, the ceremony at 9 a.m., and by 9:30 we're walking and running. You can take your pick on what you'd like to do. You can learn more about it or even donate to my team. It's Connie Real Fine is the name of the team at actionnewsjax.com, the Burrish blog. I've got a link in there, and also my my social accounts at Mike First Alert social media on Instagram, Twitter or X, and Facebook fan page. We have Roskaloosa in Nocatee late tomorrow and tomorrow evening. While there may be a brief afternoon shower, it looks to be mainly dry under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be dropping from the upper 70s late afternoon to the upper 60s during the evening. And with a breeze, you may want a jacket for Roskaloosa and what is a fun music festival in Nocatee. It's become very popular. And then opening of the beaches officially, Jacksonville Beach on Sunday. And again, looks rather breezy and temperatures won't be bad in the 70s. Have to be extra careful when those temperatures aren't all that warm, but the sun is still out and you've got a breeze. It feels cool. Doesn't feel like you're getting sunburned, but boy, be careful. Sunburn times will be down around 15 to maybe 20 minutes or so from about 10:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, so sunscreen up. There will be that moderate to perhaps even a high risk of rip currents through the weekend, so use extra care at the beaches. And what otherwise looks to be a pretty darn good weekend of weather across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.